The word hashvit. It's an improper word. A Talmud can't be masbir of every. It takes 40 years to understand the Rebbe. Bifrat. The Baron Leish Simon soll sein gesund. Was asked when the Oren came to Eretz Yisrael, one of the children asked him, what could we do for our father? And he answered, nothing. Anything that this person had to accomplish on the face of this earth, he had accomplished. Adam Hasholem. We are people with flaws, not shlemistikim people. How is it shayich for someone that's not a sholem to be maspid or odom hasholem? Over 30 years ago, I was speaking with a shishiva from a few dikador. He asked me what yeshiva I'm in. I told him, hey, yeshiva. He told me, on the yeshiva zechayinu lebracha, the man is at least 98% l'shem shemayim. This was over 30 years ago. What could we say today? The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadik Tes, Amar Aleph says, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Kol HaNeviim Kulon Lo Nabu Elo L'Masi Bita L'Talmud Chacham U'L'Ma'ane Talmud Chasam V'Nechasam Aval Talmud Chacham Atzmoy Ayin Lo Yuas Elo Kimzu Lo Secha. A Talmud Chacham is a different Metzias, a different Bria. Emissar Adam. Even the Nevi'im couldn't be Masig up in Nevuah, the Schar of a Talmud Chacham Atzma. In Arachayim HaKodesh in Parshas Kisavai, the Arachayim says, Im hoyu b'nei Adam magishin b'mesikos v'arevus toiva toiva. If a person would be able to feel the sweetness and the geschmackheit of Torah, hoyu mishtagim, they would go crazy. Umishalun achava. People wouldn't look at silver or gold. It would be worthless. Torah is inclusive. Any toiv that a person can find in Olam Hazeh, Torah has it. Any geschmackheit, any good feeling, it's all in Torah. That's what we saw in our Rebbe, in our Rosh Yeshiva. He was zoiche to this Arachayim HaKodesh. He had this thirst, geschmack, the beauty of Torah. And he was able to ask that we should understand We say in davening, Kiyem Chayenu Vayichemenu Vem Negi Yoyim Veloyla. We say it. We ask it. He felt it. And he tried to put it into us. Understand, Kiyem Chayenu Vayichemenu. Understand that we say Misukim Midvash V'Noifet Sufim. Torah is sweeter than honey. We say in the morning, Varevno Hashem Lekeinu, Varevno means sweeten. Please sweeten the Torah. Befinu in our mouths. Sikas HaTorah. Torah is sweet. Torah is beautiful. Torah is Dveikus. The whole person becomes Dovuk by Torah. The mind, the heart. A person becomes an Ish HaTorah, a Metzias Shel Torah. That was our Rebbe. That was the Rosh Yeshiva, Zichrono Levracha. There was no such thing as being Moisen Nefesh for Torah. Mesiris Nefesh? There's no Mesiris Nefesh. For what is there Mesiris Nefesh? For silver, for gold, for money? That's nothing. Why? Because he was zoicha to this Mesikus HaTorah. He was zoicha to this Arachayim HaKodesh. We saw what we call a Rizcha D'Raisa. The man did not get angry. Yes, in learning he was a fire. To say over a svar, he was a fire, but he could tell a bacha 40 times the same svara and try to make him understand and not get one iota aggravated. Again and again and again and again until the bacha understood what he's trying to say. He had a tremendous feeling when somebody else understood his question, when somebody else understood his svara, when somebody else understood his teretz. A bacha would understand a kasha. Was a simcha gedoyla by him. Maaseh Shehoya in camp, Shiva Zichron Levracha came to visit one summer, and what we call it, he came to talk and learning with the bachin. So he asked the kasha. A kasha that will say the Rabbeim couldn't answer. One of the tzorchians of the Doile Achroinim, that was the question that he asked the Bochum. If the Rebbe doesn't know, how's the Talmud supposed to know? That was a wonder that the Rabbeim were wondering amongst each other, how can a Bochum answer such a question? But nevertheless, he asked the question. And there's one bacha that raised his hand, who tried to say something. So he asked him, do you understand my question? He said, yes. Could you explain it in English to the other boys that are sitting around the table? Try. He explained the question. The Rosh Yeshiva broke out with a tremendous smile, turned to the Rabbeim and said, "Der Bocher versteht die Kasche." With a simcha gedoyla, he doesn't have to understand the teretz. I'm not asking him to answer the teretz. I'm happy that he understood the kasha, and he explained it to the rest of the other bachrim. Ah, such a tremendous simcha that he had, that a young bachur understood this question. He doesn't need it. He didn't need anything else. Simcha gedoyla. Such a tremendous smile. Such a tremendous happy face. Such beautiful eyes that were shining. And every bacha that was sitting there felt like they were in Gan Eden. Torah has to be emes. And if there was a problem in somebody saying over shtikul Torah, he caught it on the spot. People have a habit of not listening to other people. The Shiva never turned his head away from anybody that was talking and learning, or anyone that was talking to him directly. He was a Shemeya. He listened, he understood far more sometimes than the one that was speaking. Ma'ase Shoya Kachoya. By one of my bishop, Yeshiva came, and in those days he stayed for the Suda. And of course, you had to prepare Shtikul Torah. We set over Shtikul Torah, and in the middle he stops me. And they called the rabbi, and he threw out a question. Till I answered him, Teretz, can't go further. So I answered him. I answered him, he let me go further. Later on, I sat down, said over the Shtikul Torah in my mind, and I saw it was a binyan, it was built up, one party after another party after another part, like a chain. And he found a problem in one of the links, that it didn't link so properly. That's what I realized, that's what he had asked me. There was a flaw in the link. He picked up the flaw. And the answer wasn't a bad answer. Even though, when I answered him, I didn't really understand fully what he really wanted. But he picked up a flaw. Why? Because Torah was his life. Torah has to be with an emes. If Torah is not with an emes, don't say it. He used to expect and be teveya. It's not enough just to sit down and learn. That's not how somebody is going to become a great goy just because he's going to sit down and learn. First of all, he used to say, you have to have an achrayis for hemshech hatoyah. Who are going to be the maaseh hatoyah in the next generation? If a bocher doesn't have the achrayis hatoyah, Torah has to come with a kvius. And a kvius means, in his mind, 24 hours a day. Didn't mean you shouldn't eat, and it didn't mean you shouldn't sleep. But it's not, now I'm going to sit down and learn, and now I'm going to get up and forget about my learning, and then I'm going to sit down again, I'm going to learn, and then I'm going to forget again the learning. No, that's not a kvius for Torah. Steiging. You have to steig. Steig means geseder. It has to be on the person's mind. He showed it in his learning second Seder. He sat from 3:30 to 8 o'clock in the Beis Medrash in the afternoon, and then he sat from 8 to 8:15 Musa, and then he sat to Ma'ariv. What was he doing? The first half of the afternoon was Chazar, okay? So he has to answer the Bachar. But the second half of second Seder, he was learning something else. Did not pick himself up from his seat. Did not go around in and out. Sat big fears. He taught us, what did we see? We saw what it means, kviyas batoyer. Ma'aseh shehoya, there was a bacha that Baruch Hashem today is very well to do in a different country. Doesn't live in the United States now, but a very, very wealthy person. And he went into the world, and recently somebody met him and he said, you know what kept me going all these years? Watching the Rosh Yeshiva learn second Seder. His devotedness or devotion to Torah was able to carry me, that when I wasn't in the business, I said to myself, I better sit down and learn. There was once a fire in the boiler room. And you understand that there's a fire in the boiler room, and the boiler room was right next to the Beis Medrash. Smoke was coming in to the Beis Medrash, and the Bachurim were getting frantic. Some opened the windows, they were close to the ground floor, and they jumped out of the windows. Some went through the door, and some Bachurim ran to the Sifrei Torah to take it out of Beis Medrash. One Bachur decided he's going to walk over to Rosh Yeshiva. He's sitting in the back. He didn't budge. And he asked Rosh Yeshiva, how come the Rosh Yeshiva is not moving? Sakana. The Rosh Yeshiva answered him, Famachin the Gemara is aggressive pikuach nefoshes. Close the Gemara is a bigger danger than this danger of the smoke that's coming into the Beis Medrash. And Kachave, it was not that type of an emergency, and it was taken care of. There was a gravedigger's strike, and Meis Mitzvah. So one of the Kehilos came into the Beis Medrash to Rosh Yeshiva and asked him to send some bachim. It's a Meisei Mitzvah. They need to be buried. He heard. He takes and puts on his hat and starts walking out. So the person that came asked him, where are you going? I'm asking you for some bachim. Why are you putting on your hat and going out? I'm going to King's Highway. And when I go to King's Highway, I'm going to go into the stores and close the stores. Because there are Meisei Mitzvah. And if there's Meisei Mitzvah, how could they hold their businesses open? What was he saying? What did he say? In your eyes, those people that are learning in the Beis Medrash are lady gayers, doing nothing. So let's call them to take care of the Meisei Mitzvah. The people in the business, they're losing money, or they have a job. No, you're making a big mistake. No such thing. The Bachim in the Beis Medrash have the same job that the people on King's Highway have. And even a greater job, and even a greater achrayus. They're not lady gays. Because Torah was his yisoid. Don't make fun of Torah. You don't understand what Torah is. The Chazon Ish, before, was a story, Ma'aseh Shehoya, we once went to Chasen Atak in Manchio, and on the way back, I had the schus to sit next to him on the bus. Most after Chasna, you're all riled up, not so easy to fall asleep, so a lot of us were learning. As the night wore on, so slowly but surely you fall asleep. It's not such a geshmak asleep, but you fall asleep. We fell asleep a little bit. The Shiva did not. Shiva had his sefer, his gemara opened from the beginning of the trip to the end of the trip, except when he put on his tefillin for Zman Kriyishma. Came back to me in Yeshiva. Have to go daven. Okay, we davened. No, we're exhausted from the trip. Go to the door, go lay down. Shiva, how can you go? Straight to Beis Medrash. What do you mean? First Seder. He was their first Seder. He was their second Seder. He was their third Seder. After that, I can't tell you. The Chazon Ish writes, Aval agnozu ein bekoicha lizchar simoini gootzul shalamal ha-chochma Asher nishma sa'odem misroi memes me'al ha-moyer sa'oilem ha-tshmei ha-shamayim v'nenem miziv ha-chochma o'yoin. When a person becomes totally dedicated to Torah, he has such a feeling, such a good feeling, such a know that he's nenem miziv ha-chochma. V'zu ha-toi v'agdoyle v'yiseyre shenitne lo'odem tachas ha-shemesh. There's no greater hanos oylem azeh than the nene miziv ha-chochma of a person that's dovek b'toyer. The Rambam in Perek Zayin Milchus Yitzchak Halach Aleph says, a Talmud that goes to Golus, the Rebbe goes with him. Shinama v'chai. Asei loy kidei shiyichya. V'chaye bali chochma mevakshel b'loy Talmud Torah kimisa chashuv. A person that's dovek b'Torah, if you're not going to give him Torah, he's a mace. In one of the Bali Musa, it's written like this, Ki asimin amuv l'kikinyin ahavas ha-toyah v'achochma b'shleimus. If somebody wants to know, if he reached the epitome of ahavas ha-toyah v'achochma, who? B'yoysoy poyol oysa b'simcha v'tuv levov b'li etzev af b'eis tzah loy ma'od. If a person wants to know, did he reach the epitome of ahavas ha-toyah? It depends. If when a person has shrek l'chatzoyis, he still has this gewaldike oinig in learning, then he reached shleimus avas ha-toyah in chochma. Once, after the yeshiva lost one of his children, and he was speaking to Gedolim and he wanted to know what did he do wrong and how could he be misakin this tremendous tragedy that happened. It was right after Shiva and he was krechzing about it. Take it from Miyat. He asked one of the Gedolim, tell me, how did you learn the Sugya Palganiska Knossa? And as soon as he got involved in this Sugya Palganiska Knossa with that Godel, that was it. The Tsar that was killing him, that was pulling him, was forgotten. When the later years, one of the times he went to Eretz Yisrael, they had scheduled the Chinuch Atzmoy meeting. Rav Shach was still living then, and Rav Shach was the Yosh waiting for him to come from the airport. He walks in from the airport and he comes into this group, the Asifa, and he greets Rav Shach and he says to him, "How did you learn Pshat in this Tosfos?" That was a Shalom Aleichem. And for 20 minutes, they were fighting and learning. After 20 minutes, all the people that were around the table were quiet. After 20 minutes, the Rosh Yeshiva tells Rav Shach, "Oh, it's the coming on fang in the meeting. Now it's time to start the meeting." The Yisoid, what was he bringing out? The meeting is a meeting, it's very important. But first, it's more important, Dveikus HaTorah. This was the Rosh Yeshiva that we knew in the old days. But in Shaar Teshuva it says, "Ki chaya v'odem v'troyach v'drishas toiv l'amoy." A person is mechuyev to look how to help people of Klal Yisrael. V'lishkol ba'am, v'lishkoyd ba'amal nafshoy al takonis chaveyoy, and to work and to see how he can be misakin other people, imdal v'moshe, whether he has money or he doesn't have money. V'zois min achamuras, it's a very chomadike yisoyt, u'min ha'ikun anidroshim min ha'odom, and something that's expected from a real emissary person. Shinema higid lodu matoy v'mo Hashem alikecha doish miyimach kimas ismishpo davas chesed v'atznei alechesim alikecha. And that's what we saw in the Rosh Yeshiva after his heart attack, which really existed before. In his drishas toif for his talmidim, and his drishas toif la'amoy, but in a very, very quiet manner. Then he dedicated himself totally for Klal Yisrael. He dedicated himself totally for Torah. He dedicated totally for the Aniyim, both here and in Eretz Yisrael. B'chulu. So someone might say, okay. He was a big Talmud Chacham and he had Avas HaTorah. How about his Midas? How about his Ben Adam L'Chaveiro? Big things he do, how about little things? In the Shmuz, he said, the Pasuk writes twice, V'ish Moshe God L'moit, once by the Midah of Anova, and once it says, V'ish Moshe God L'moit, in the Pasha, by the Mitzrayim. He was Ish Moshe God L'moit Ve'ena Avdei Parah Ve'ena Avodah Moshe God L'moit. See, yes, there's no other title to give Moshe Rabbeinu but Ish. Ish is a title. Ish Moshe God L'moit. Say a good word about Moshe Rabbeinu. And he said, no. Before the greatest madrega, which is anivus, you have to be an ish. You have to be a person. You have to act like a person. And you have to understand the person. Yes, this is the greatest midah that could be by Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was an ish. I'll tell you two private stories. Just to bring out And it's not only with me, it's with all the Talmidim. Everybody has their story. These are two kleinigkeit, two little, teeny little things. But when you think about it, you understand what this person was, b'negeila, ben adam l'chaveir. Me, yeshiva, needed a baltikeya. They have a baltikeya par excellence. But he is was a balabos. And whatever the reason may be, they felt that the second half of the tekiyas, if the Shemoneh Esrei is good, the first tekiyas, they'd rather have somebody from yeshiva. All the years, that's how they had it. So they want to continue, and about the Kayad left. Well, they were in search of about the Kayad, and one day, the Rashiva Zuchon Levacha comes over, and he says, I heard that you're not to blow. Bring your shofar to my house, and let me hear. Kachave was a Mitzvah Shabbos. I went to his house and I blew. Was happy. Fine. Came Rosh Hashanah, and you understand my hand was just shivering. When you shiver, the tekiyas don't come out the way the yeshiva would like the tekiyas to come out. It has to be very straight. And if it tone utters this a little bit, it's not good enough. So it just didn't go. So after a while, they put down the shofar. And they called up this balabas and beautiful tekiyas. Fine. Excellent. This was why we called tekiyas to Miyushev before Shemoneh Esrei. And I went back to my seat and I davened and I davened Shemoneh Esrei. And I came to tekiyas to Mohammed and I stayed by my place. We have a baltikeya, a beautiful baltikeya. To finish the bracha and his silence. Somebody taps me on my back. Shiva's waiting for you. Took the shofar, went up. Something came out a little bit. Few tekiyas, whatever. Then we gave it up. He blew. So I'm ready to walk away. No. Next set. Malchias, Zichrinus, Shaifers. Oh, now I can go back to my seat. What happened? And in truth, Rabbi Sai, next year, the Rosh Yeshiva gave up being Makri. And he sent his brother-in-law instead, who he felt I wouldn't be so nervous with. And Kachave, he put himself totally out. Why? First, I shouldn't feel embarrassed. Second of all, the yeshiva should be able to continue in the pattern that they had till now. And he was willing to give up his chelik. Same type of a story. Blazer Ginsburg became Rav in the shul and he used to be the Baal Kriya in yeshiva. Who did they come over? He came over, I should please lay. Okay? Prepared. Started laying. My yeshiva is a very interesting place, and right away, I would say after a while, this one started screaming, and this one started screaming, and another one started screaming. There's a tumult. Okay, we made it through Kriya, through the Haftarah, went to say good Shabbos to the Shiva. Every Shabbos you go around, say good Shabbos to the Shiva. He turns to me and he says, first he told me good Shabbos, and then he says, "First, don't give out. What did the Oilem want over here? Ah! Zeveshna Leinish was a film. They don't know themselves what they want. Ah! Agot Nishabes. What did he want? He had a hergish. He felt that maybe this is the Shalom Aleichem that you give for new Bal Koyer. All it's going to do is turn people off. No. 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 Don't worry about them. I'm tefillin. I'm happy. Continue. I could go on and on and on. Countless and countless stories of such type of happenings. But all I want to bring out is that besides the Torah, besides the Chochmah, besides the Godless HaTorah, besides the Dveikus HaTorah, he had a Lev Ke'ulam. Had a Lev to encompass all his Talmidim. What they need, how they need. What could he do for them? Any toiv he could do, he went out of the way to do it. Especially if it was with a good avot. Time, I think I went over time.